All right, it's Jeff Dubay with another edition of the 5-Minute Major post Labor Day. We took Labor Day off, and we're going to hit you on Tuesday here for a little make good. We just got to catch all. We got a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend, a lot of stuff you're looking forward to as we head into the opening for the National Football League season. So just going to bounce around and hit a number of topics. And, what was our last one? Friday, I guess. We previewed some of the college football action over the weekend. And, boy, I tell you what, it didn't disappoint, especially the games that we highlighted. It wasn't hard to find them. I mean, there's three or four of them that stood out above all others. But Wisconsin-LSU was really going to be the marquee game, and it really didn't disappoint, unless, of course, you're from the east side of the St. Croix River. All I can say is hang with them. I mean, that was a choke. I mean, it was something else to see the size, the power, the strength of a Big Ten team just push around, just absolutely bully a Southeastern Conference team. I mean, LSU is a team that like most teams in the South, they are very fast, a lot, very athletic, a lot of speed. But, you get a big – I mean, you don't have many – I don't know if there's a team in college football more powerful year in, year out than the Wisconsin Badgers offensively. I mean, they just bully you up front. They're huge. They're fantastically talented. And they got great running backs. So they can just at least in theory, get against a smaller, quicker SEC kind of a team, and maybe push them around, bully them around, and that was the interesting part of the matchup. And they did absolutely that. And you would think that a team that can run the ball and control the clock could hold a lead. LSU is not the most proficient team throwing the football. They're not the kind of team I would think would be that good coming from behind. I'm not surprised LSU won the game. I'm really surprised it happened the way it did, with Wisconsin being so dominant offensively, so dominant in the running game, and not being able to hold the lead against a team that's very iffy in the passing attack. But nonetheless, a really entertaining game. And Oklahoma State gave Florida State a scare. I mistakenly on Friday said that game was in Stillwater. Of course, it was in Dallas. Dallas, Texas, the Cowboys, what do they call it? Cowboys Kickoff Classic or whatever the hell it is. But nonetheless, Florida State, Oklahoma State did not disappoint either. Jameis Winston showing his fine Heisman form as he begins his sophomore season. Gets it done, not in convincing fashion, but he gets it done. Never, ever sleep on Oklahoma State, even if they're unranked. Vikings wrap up the preseason undefeated. They head into the regular season. Not going to say we've had a bunch of questions answered because it's the preseason. Nonetheless, I'll tell you a couple of things that I like. I like the fact that Matt Cassel is the starting quarterback because he earned it, not because it was given to him. I mean, in this day and age, you draft a kid in the first, second round, a quarterback I'm talking about, and he performs throughout the OTAs and the mini camps all the way up into the preseason and gets on the field and plays the way Teddy Bridgewater did. It is very common for that guy to step in and start immediately as a rookie. So it's not uncommon at all. And he could have. I mean, he did everything that he needed to do to become the starter for the Minnesota Vikings. But Matt Cassel just went out and won the job. And I like the fact that he was not given anything. He earned it. And he's going to have to continue to do that on a week-to-week basis because there is somebody nipping at his heels. And I think competition within a team is always a fantastic thing in terms of getting the best out of the guys you got. Is the defense as improved as it looks? Well, who knows? I mean, it's the preseason, but at least they did look better. I mean, you'd rather have them look better than not look better. They forced a bunch of turnovers. They were good against the pass. They were better on third downs. The things that just absolutely destroyed them a year ago, they looked better. What's it going to mean? Well, we'll find out this week. I don't think the Rams are going to provide a huge test. I think the Vikings do start with a win on the road. I'm looking forward to seeing an improved linebacker unit with the athletic ability of Barr. Hopefully that they can find a second safety to play next to Smith. But this team's going to be pretty good offensively. I just hope they're just at least mediocre on defense. I'm not going to sit here and pretend, as we switch topics again, to be a fan or follower of the WNBA. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Here's where they get it. Here's where I'm starting to like it. Here's where they might actually get me as a viewer tonight for the deciding game of the Western Conference Finals with the Lynx and the Mercury. They get right to the point. I mean, there's no messing around. We are in the Western Conference Finals. This isn't like the first round, two rounds away from the finals or something. This is the Western Conference Finals, and they're playing best of three. I mean, the series just started, and we've got a winner-take-all, 3 days later. You got to just love it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to suggest the NBA goes to best of three and, forfeits all those games and all the money and all the whatever, all the TV revenue, whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as a fan, let's get to the point. I mean, I like it. WNBA, in, out, we're done. We're moving on. I like it. WNBA, keep it up. And over the weekend, Nothing spectacular, nothing meaningful from the Twins. There's not going to be. I mean, you just look for little things, individual things at this point of the season. And I'll tell you what, you just can't say enough about Phil Hughes. The only real shining light for me, the team went out and spent a lot of money on starting pitching this offseason, and he's really the only one who paid off at all. And I tell you what, though, it's big going forward because we talk about, you know, May and Meyer, and you know, down the road you got, you know, Cole Stewart, you got arms up, you got Berrios, you know, behind these guys, you got Gibson already here, but it's kind of tough to go with five kids that are all relatively the same age or all relatively, you know, broke through within a year or two of each other. It's nice to have the bell cow. And Phil Hughes gives you the bell cow. He's a 15-game winner, tied for the American League lead in wins on the Minnesota Twins. Think about it for a second. 15 wins, tied for the American League lead. And, you know, he's just been everything they want, everything they need. He's you know, the reliable old, all the old cliches, takes the ball every 5 days, gives you good hard and staffer, gives you any. But, I mean, he does. He's just a good, tough, gritty pitcher who is going to be the leader of this young group for years to come. And how is, important is pitching in baseball? Well, I mean, back to the department of the obvious. The Minnesota Twins in August led the American League in batting average. Believe it or not, the Twins led the American League in batting average in August. Their record, 11-18. So, again, it's all about pitching. And that's going to do it for a long weekend wrap of the sports scene here locally. It's a Tuesday. You don't normally get a five-minute major on a Tuesday, but we'll be back with another one tomorrow as our Monday, Wednesday, Friday kind of gets back into swing as we head into the National Football League season. I'm Jeff Dubay. This has been a five-minute major.